The farmer members of the USA Peanut Political Action Committee are asking farmers to check off 25 cents per ton for political action projects in Washington. According to Bob Renning, he'll be holding a series of meetings this week across the Southeast. The purpose of it is to encourage farmers to sign up for the 25 cent per ton reduction. He said other commodities have supported their industry programs, but peanut farmers have invested very little in the political process. He says the peanut program was fortunate to maintain separate payment limits and to maintain the marketing loan program. One board member said 25 cents a ton is not a lot to invest, but if all farmers would ask the buying point to make the deduction, it could make a difference in the program. Down on the farm, Central Florida is underway with harvest as pesky showers every day tries to delay field work. The Peanut Facts reports a small amount of digging has started in southwest Georgia. Extreme heat in the southeast this week and some scattered showers plus irrigation has white mold in peanuts spreading. Velvet bean caterpillars are bad and some areas are reporting soybean loopers and beet armyworms, which are hard to kill. It's peanut harvest time. Coming up on the peanut calendar this week, August the 27th is the Fall Extension Farm Field Day. That's in West Florida Research Center in Jay, Florida. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Also on the 27th, the I.C. Terry Farms will be having their annual Peanut Twilight Tour. That's at the Lake City, Florida. They'll have field tours of the various varieties and updates from the Florida and Georgia peanut specialists. That's August 27th, starting about 5:30 p.m. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.